Welcome, Dr. Daryl Black, to Around and About.
We've
talked before, and we're here to talk about the Chattanooga History Center, which has been kind of quiet here lately, as far as the transformation
is
going.
We've been working on the last phase of the construction of the project. It's a three-phase project. We did the demolition and prepping the space, and now we're finishing up phase two, which is building the internals of the exhibit, putting the walls up, putting all the big pieces, the big construction pieces together, which includes a tremendous amount of electrical and AV coordination. It's a really complicated job, and it's taken a little bit longer than what we expected, and I guess that's to be expected in a job like this. And nobody on the construction team and nobody on the design team seems to be particularly surprised by the little hiccups we've hit.
For someone that maybe hasn't heard that the Chattanooga History Center is going through this transformation, I mean, you guys are going from the ground up.
Yeah, really, very much from the ground up. This is institutions of grassroots institutions, 30-some-odd years old, and it's really has been focused on a grassroots kind of presentation. And the board of directors about 6 or 7 years ago now decided that it wanted to take a new direction. And wanted to bring Chattanooga's incredible story into the 21st century and think about ways to tell these major stories of American history. And that's one of the things that I always try to remind people when we think about, you know, when you look at the history of this place, it's not just local history. One of the values of being in Chattanooga as a historian is that you've got multiple turning points in American history from, you know, gosh, you could even go back into the archaeological past and the ancient past and think about these major nodes. But just in American history, after the American Revolution, you've got major turning points in Native American history, in railroad and industrial history, the Civil War history, environmental history, community building. You know, this is one of the things that
in textbooks about community building,
exactly.
we are a prime example.
Exactly, we are. And it took a whole lot of work, and it's going to take a whole lot of work to sustain that vision.
Back to the Chattanooga History Center, how exactly will it be changing?
As far as a ground up institutional change, we've recreated the board, put together a very experienced board of directors with lots of business experience and lots of community development experience, which is an incredibly important part of what an institution like this needs. You know, I'm a scholar. I'm not an MBA. I don't have a background in nonprofit management, but I've got people around me who can advise and direct, and that's been incredibly helpful. The physical change is dramatic. The old place over on 4th and Chestnut was an old school building that was literally falling down. We spent our last months there. I had, as the curator, to take out half a dozen or so artifacts that were in danger of being leaked upon by the roof, or by the rain that was coming through the roof. The building was literally falling apart. And then we came up with a phenomenally exciting physical embodiment. How about that? That's kind of a cumbersome way of saying a cool place.
You've hired one of the most sleekest, I think Architectural Magazine called them the most sexiest firm. Talk to us a little about
that. Ralph Applebaum Associates are the folks who are working on the design of this place with us, and this is a wonderful partnership. The folks up there have got an incredible sense of drama. Their ability to put this incredibly important story into three dimensions has been a wonder to watch.
They've worked on some big...
Yeah, the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. is probably their signature experience, but they did the museum in Washington, D.C. They've got the contract for the new African-American Museum on the Mall. They did the Capitol Visitor Center remake. They've done the NASCAR Hall of Fame. They did the... They did the Country Music Hall of Fame.
So how did that connection come about?
When we were thinking about what we wanted to do, our building is on the plaza. It faces out onto the bus turnout next to the aquarium. So we knew with the quality of experience that you have at the aquarium, we had to bring a very, very high quality product. I mean, that was the key. And we spent about 5 months thinking through who we wanted to invite to put in proposals for the project. One of our board members came to me and said, "Well, Daryl, who is the best? What is the best firm in the country for this?" David Patton and I had a conversation, and it was kind of a earth-moving moment when he said, He said, you know, let's go after the best. I said, this project is too small for them. They're not even going to look at this.
Right.
And he said, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to say no. And I said, well, that's true. Much to my delight, Applebaum was interested. And as soon as we started talking about what the project could be, they became incredibly enthusiastic and very aggressive in courting the project.
That's Dr. Daryl Black, the Chattanooga History Center's executive director. In 2011, the Chattanooga History Center moved to a new location at Aquarium Plaza. Now the museum has teamed up with New York's Ralph Applebaum Associates design firm to transform the location. The new Chattanooga History Center is expected to launch early 2014. Let me ask you that you have this change, obviously, architecturally, but now we're having a change in the center with new experiences.
Yeah. This is a narrative, and there aren't many narrative museums. When you start thinking mm-hmm. about how communities narrate themselves and the stories that people tell about who they are, not scholarly history, but popular history, history of a people in a place narrating themselves. You know, this is what memory studies is about. How do people take bits and pieces of the past and put them together into narratives? And we decided that we wanted to do something along those lines. And it took us about a year to figure out how to do it. But we thought that it'd be interesting to take three of the more dramatic moments in Chattanooga's history and think about how people told stories about themselves. And we wanted to move backwards and forwards in time. So the first piece deals with how the Cherokee people and the Cherokee Nation today think about the Trail of Tears, how they think about their future, how they think about their own history, how they think about storytelling. Then we wanted to do something with the Civil War on the second piece, and then put into tension African-American and Anglo-American memories of the Civil War. Two very distinct narratives mm-hmm. developed, at least two distinct narratives developed in the 1880s and the 1890s. And so we put those stories in tension. Then we wanted to do something with African-American memory of the early 20th century.
This kind of seems like a very new idea, this kind of narrative museum.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any museums in...
No. See, I'm a historian. I'm not a museum studies guy. I think about these kinds of experiences in very different ways. I think about the transformative potential of thinking historically. You know, you put that together with a firm that doesn't have a pattern, except for high quality, leading edge design. You put that together with a firm that is incredibly creative, and you get something new. And that's right. It is. It's really. We've continued to unfold these new ways of telling the story and new ways of engaging people's historical imagination. And it's really, really, really exciting.
That was a conversation with Dr. Daryl Black of the Chattanooga History Center. The public will be able to experience the new Chattanooga History Center at the beginning of next year. For more information, you can visit chattanoogahistory.org. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.